It's been nearly 24 hours since the fire started at the apartment estate in the suburb of Taipo in the New Territories. Flames engulfed 7 of the 8 blocks of the complex known as Wong Fuk Court, each block 31 stories high, home for more than 4,500 residents. For the very latest, Deborah Wong joins us from Hong Kong. Deborah, tell us, how are the residents coping almost a day into the tragic fire?
It's very clear that they're distraught. I was at the site this morning and I could still see a lot of residents coming back, even though they were supposed to be evacuated at nearby temporary shelters, but they all came onto the roads. They were looking up at the buildings, you know, looking very somber with tears in their eyes. We tried to approach some of them, but, you know, understandably, they were not in any condition to talk or even to share any information with us off, on the camera. And there are relief efforts going on right now, very intensive. In fact, there are volunteers spread out across this district. As you can see behind me, this is actually a temporary shelter, and volunteers are in there. Food rations are being handed out, you know, warm blankets as well. The residents of the affected blocks are also in there, and I understand that a lot of them were actually in there to take shelter the night before. And but behind me, actually, over there, you see that block of buildings. And behind me, there's actually a community square, and that was where we were there about 5 minutes ago. We did see a lot of sleeping bags around. And we understand that some residents, they wanted to camp out there because there was also a full view of the flats that were burning, you know, just right in front of the square. And you know, there is a sense that they're just looking at their lives going, literally going up in flames. So there's a lot of there's a lot of, you know, heartbreaking scenes that we did see. And I just had an interview with Red Cross Hong Kong, and they did tell me that aside from food rations, supplies, they're also providing mental health support. And they say that, you know, it's very heartbreaking for the officials to talk to residents, because residents are holding up pieces of paper with contact information of their loved ones who are still unaccounted for. And, you know, the scenes are really just quite heartbreaking to see. I did speak to a resident earlier to find out, you know, how her life has just been upended. And she told me, you know, that she's been here all night. She's still waiting to hear back from a sister who lives in who lived in one of the affected buildings. Have a listen.
我住大坪村嘅，我睇我家姐啊嘛，喺我家姐有咩事？睇我家姐有咩事？
你家姐住邊度？
我家姐住宏泰閣。即係房屋出嗰度？係啦，住宏泰閣。
哦，而家佢住地，而家喺邊度咧？
我唔知啊，我都我等佢電話，等佢兩個電話嚟都冇電話嚟。佢嗰啲女又未拎電話嚟俾我，佢有兩個女嘅。
And of course, Deborah, fire experts have been looking on with much interest. Some of them say that the fire was actually preventable. What do we know about investigations so far?
So investigations are still ongoing. You know, the cause of the fire and how fast it actually spreads, that is yet to be determined. But preliminary reports, in fact, a press briefing by the Fire Services Department and the police earlier this morning at about 6 a.m., together with Chief Executive John Lee, who made a statement sometime at about 2 a.m. Last night. You know, both parties, both entities did come out to say that The fire was accelerated very quickly because of materials, construction materials in the exterior of the building. We're talking about a green mesh, waterproof tarpaulins. We're also talking about styrofoams that we've seen pasted on the windows. So residents have been telling us that, you know, these styrofoams, they are not actually part of the construction process, but, you know, it was placed there by the workers to prevent dust from flying into the unit. So perhaps good intentions, but at what cost really at this point? And there have been talks that bamboo scaffolding could have caused, the fire to spread quite quickly. There are conflicting reports as to whether that was really contributed to the blaze. But, you know, officials have so far only stated three materials that are non-compliant. Again, the mesh, waterproof tarp, as well as the styrofoam. So all these are going to be under review, and we hope to get some answers in the next coming days.
All right. Thank you so much for the very latest live from Hong Kong, CNA correspondent Deborah Wong. And as this is a developing news story, do keep with us across CNA platforms for more, including our website, cna.asia, and via our mobile app.